So we'll talk about the current algorithm in terms of T790 testing, but I'm curious if the FLAURA trial is so positive that people end up utilizing it first line, does that mean on disease progression they won't do T790 testing?
I think we're going to have to learn a lot more about that. We know relatively little at this time about mechanisms of resistance to osimertinib. Actually, in the biopsies that have been reported, we've seen a lot of patients lose T790M in the resistance setting. And we've seen emergence of a mutation called C797S, which is a mutation at the binding site of osimertinib. And so these new mutations are of interest, and I think we have a lot to learn to really teach us how to take care of these patients if that is our first-line approach going forward.
I'm curious also, and I guess specifically in this situation, even the second-line situation, T790 positive, I've heard it said that in some cases, maybe the mechanism of resistance is development of like HER2 or MET exon 14. Is that true?
So not MET exon 14, but HER2 and MET amplification. So
MET amplification
of wild type MET.
Okay, right.
And so when you look at patients with resistance to erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib, we see HER2 amplification and MET amplification as clear evidence of resistance, but their frequency is relatively small. So for MET amplification, it's probably around 5 to 10%. For HER2 amplification, it's similarly around 5 to 10%. And if we go forward with an osimertinib as a first-line approach, you can imagine that we're going to enrich for these non-T790M mechanisms of resistance, and potentially MET amplification, HER2 amplification will be targets for resistance to osimertinib.